This is a True Foundations podcast. Real time, real life, real answers.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until three, because the sun's light failed. The curtain of the sanctuary was split down the middle. And Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I entrust my spirit." Saying this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what happened, he began to glorify God, saying, "This man really was righteous." All the crowds that had gathered for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, went home, striking their chests. And this is what I'd like us to think about. But all who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. One of the songs, I gave that kind of thought, didn't I? Jesus had to do it on his own. He had to do it on his own. Last week we looked at this concept of the way of sorrows. That is absolutely underscoring the suffering that he went through. But he had to do this on his own. And these people who loved him, they stood at a distance. No, I think there were different reasons for that. I think for some, it was just too much. Those that had been close to him, that he had talked with intimately, that had felt the touch of his hand, it was too much. And so they stood at a distance. There were probably many reasons why they stood at a distance. But one was they didn't understand. Did it have to end this way? They were confused, maybe disappointed. Some without doubt were afraid, and so they stood at a distance. But this is before the resurrection, and we have to talk about that on Sunday. But we need to enter in to where they stand. They couldn't. It's just the way it was, because he had to bear it alone. And he did. They could not enter into that identifying with his sorrow. It was not possible because the resurrection had not yet come. But it's different for us because the resurrection has come. And so why is it that many stand at a distance? The resurrection changed everything. There's a new standard, there's a new way, there's a new life. There's a new way of being. And the truth of the matter is this. When you learn and do by entering into that identification with the sorrows of Jesus, do you not realize that everything changes? These people who after the resurrection, who had stood at a distance, who could not have done anything else but that, everything changed for them. They could see clearly. They could listen clearly. They could understand clearly. And they could live differently. And unless we are willing to stop being observers and draw close and be willing to enter into the sorrows of Jesus, we will never, ever enter into the fullness of what Jesus did for us on the cross. So we go from that place of being observers to partakers. But that only happens after we have embraced the sorrows, which then lead to resurrection. Resurrection is different. Everything has changed. Now we are partakers not only in suffering and a different kind of sorrow, because we get sad and sorrowful about all kinds of things. This is not the same. But once we have become partakers and entered in, the resurrection life takes hold. Everything is different. And really, when we come around the table of the Lord, It is about being partakers. And we do it, and it's not that that makes us partakers, but we do it because he has invited us, and we are choosing to be those who draw near, who do not stay at a distance. And that is what we must do. So the table is here. We have all brought our own bread and juice. We've done all that. We know the limitations that we have, and that's okay for now. But nevertheless, in here, there must be no holding back. And so it is a time to break bread, to give thanks. There may even be somebody here who would like to come to this table to say, this is my heart's desire. It's okay if you don't, but maybe you want to. Maybe that's something that you feel, I need to do this because this is where my heart is. So we're going to break bread. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. True Foundations is headed by David J. Jones, a preacher and teacher of the Word of God. His passion is to help individual Christians discover their true identity in Christ and to learn how grace operates in their lives. Currently residing in Canada, he has taught in both North America and the UK and has listeners all over the world. If you have questions about anything you've heard today, please email us at info@truefoundations.ca. Or for more information on True Foundations resources, please visit our website at truefoundations.ca.